Sports Recap time, brought to you by
Market Big Boy.
It's crack-a-lacking at the Big Boy, man. It's raining outside. Usually that means you're busier than hell.
Oh, yeah. It was just insanely crazy in here today, I think, thanks to the weather. But I hope it clears up for Wednesday night beer league tonight. I mean, golf league. Did I say beer league? Whatever. It's supposed to clear up. I'm just looking at the weather, so I'm saying a little prayer.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what's going on in baseball first. I got a couple things I can't wait to talk to you about today. One of which has to do with what's happening right now in baseball. The NFL and Major League Baseball may allow fans at some point, but the MLB League says executives will consider the question of having fans in the stadium as the season progresses and if conditions change. So that's going to be interesting to keep an eye on. However, with regard to COVID-19, do you realize that the Toronto Blue Jays will not be playing baseball this year, as of right now, in Toronto? They're going to be playing in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, and they're seeking alternatives right now to Pittsburgh, too. So I'm not sure what the alternatives are, but I was just reading just yesterday. It said they're talking about playing maybe some in Miami or Boston. That's kind of a long way away. I don't know where they're coming up with Miami or Boston.
But I don't know, but just for those that don't understand, they've been barred from Toronto for COVID-19. So the Toronto Blue Jays will not be in Toronto. They're going to be mostly, it looks like, at PNC Park in Pittsburgh, and obviously you said elsewhere.
Yeah, they're looking at other alternatives. It's not for sure. But why is this? Because the NHL is playing all their games in Canada.
Maybe
is Toronto a hot spot?
Or? Maybe they're just required to stay there then. They're not allowed to come back to the States then. That's what I would guess.
Okay.
LA right. Dodgers star Mookie Betts expected to sign a 13-year, $380 million deal in the middle of a pandemic. I'm stunned that baseball's doing anything, buddy, in baseball is doing this.
Yeah, well, he's going to be a free agent at the end of the year if they don't sign him now. So that's a lot of money. Not the highest paid. Mike Trout's still the highest paid total value, and he would be the second highest total value contract in baseball. Do you think he's worth it? First of all, 13 years, he's 27.
Yeah.
Is this going to be one of those, you know, he's not even playing and he's still getting paid?
Yeah, I think it is. I really do. He could be, but who knows? That's definitely spreading out all those payments over 13 years. They're probably going to get, if they're lucky, 6 or 7 high-level years out of him, typically speaking. And you never know. Everybody's different. But the rule of general, he's going to start declining. It's just the way it is.
Right. You know, the back ends of these contracts, some are so different that you never know what really it's worth.
Well, I got a question for you. Do you remember what happened with the Houston Astros in the offseason before all this pandemic stuff happened?
Uh-huh.
You remember how upset everybody around the league was?
Yes.
Well, today there was an exhibition game between the Houston Astros and the Kansas City Royals. And so far, I love this. So far, Jose Altuve, Alex Bregman, and George Springer have all been plunked by Royals pitchers today.
Really?
Love it.
Baseball. Did they steal the sign?
Baseball is one of those few self-policing sports left, in my opinion. I love it. I love that.
I agree.
And I'm sure they're just getting plunked in the buttocks or whatever. Nobody's throwing at anybody's head, but it's kind of like making a statement, you know?
Yep.
All right.
That's great.
Let's go to the NFL, unless you got anything else in baseball.
Just that it starts Friday.
Okay, let's go to the NFL. So, earlier, the NFL reported 95 cases of COVID. They have since retracted that and said that was an incorrect number, and they only have 59 positive cases across the NFL. So that's not bad. I don't understand why they put out 95 unless it was just somebody that was dyslexic and, you know, 95-59, they just inverted the numbers. What?
Yeah, I don't understand. That's kind of strange. Yeah, I wonder if you think it's that simple that they just change the numbers around? Oops.
It could have been. I'm a big believer in Occam's razor in a lot of cases, which is the simplest explanation, which 95-59, they just invert. You know what I mean? So let's talk about how the NFL has said if stadiums will allow fans, they will be required to wear a mask.
I'll go to a game with a mask on. It's Especially in Green Bay, it's cold anyway. You want something covering your face.
I got a lion's mask, I'm not going to lie.
I'd hide behind that mask if I were you, too.
That was pretty good. I'm not going to lie. That was a good zinger. NFLPA agrees to no preseason games. Shocker!
Yeah. Oh, really? We don't have to play those meaningless games anymore?
And possibly get injured, right? Okay, so I want to end our discussion today, at least the NFL portion of it, with the leak that has happened regarding the new name for Washington. Have you heard about this?
I have not.
Does the name Shane Falco mean anything to you?
No.
How about The Replacements?
The movie?
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Gene Hackman, Keanu Reeves. Keanu Reeves played Shane Falco, remember?
Okay. All right.
Do you remember the name of the team?
No.
The Sentinels. And it has been leaked that one of the names they're expecting are the DC Sentinels.
Interesting, because wasn't that the name of a Washington team before, years ago?
Wasn't I think it was a baseball team. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It is interesting. Remember the Titans, another great football movie. Tennessee took that name, so why not? I like the name. Yeah. I think it's kind of a cool name, especially if there's lineage
in
Washington already for it.
Exactly. Do it.
I got nothing else, man. You?
I got nothing.
We'll talk tomorrow.
Just live sports, live. Brewers, Cubs, 7 o'clock Friday. I'm pumped.
Isn't there a game tomorrow night, too? Isn't the Yankees, Mets or something tomorrow night?
Oh, is it? I didn't know that.
Man, this is where this show sucks.
Oh, it does start tomorrow.
Yeah, Yankees, Nationals, Giants, Dodgers.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, that's awesome.
I'm glad we were prepared to talk about that. Big Boy Sports Recap. Yeah. Bye.
Marquette, Big Boy.
Catch you tomorrow, bud.
All right.
The Outdoor Show.